Steve, we have a couple of questions for you as promised. This segment is called How Old Were You When? How old were you when you had your first kiss, let's say?
Oh, Gwen Hash did that to me. I was 13.
Oh, 13, so that was a little late.
I didn't want it.
What do you mean you were traumatized?
She made me do it. She snatched me off my bike. She stayed across the street. She was a big girl. She pulled me down off the bike and threw me up against a tree and kissed me real hard.
And then what?
None. I just felt violated. I didn't cry. I didn't cry nothing, but it was just traumatizing. She was big. She was actually on my TV show.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember seeing her.
She was actually, they found her, and they found Gwen Harris. And then she came on TV talking about, yeah, I ain't make you. You wanted it. I'm looking at her. I'm going, you're just a damn liar.
Yeah. You didn't say that on TV, though.
No, I told her that. She came down there with, man, I ain't seen Gwen Harris, man. I think the last time I saw Gwen Harris, I was at her mama's funeral, man. I might have been 19.
And you had no idea she was going to be on the show.
I had no idea.
Wow. Wow.
And my first kiss was on my talk show.
Wow.
And it was not a kiss. It was not memorable. It was very forceful. She was stronger than me. She was handling my little ass. My little ass was just getting snatched.
But were you were you at that age where you liked girls? You started liking them and thinking, you were 13.
I never went through the phase where I didn't like girls.
Oh, okay.
I liked girls in kindergarten.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Man, he was that one.
Yeah, I had the girl on my show, the first girl I ever walked home. I walked her home in the sixth grade and carried her book for her, Teresa Shepherd.
You remember their names and everything, Steve.
No, Michelle Hawkins was in high school with me when I was walking and playing I Want to Go Outside in the Rain in the cafeteria, and she wouldn't give me a date. And that song was on, and that's why that song Go Outside means so much to me. I wanted to cry.
Yeah. Go outside.
She was on my show too. And when they all came out, I named every last one of them.
Wow.
Wow.
That really threw them off.
I'm sure they remembered you. Excuse me?
His name.
What? What did you just say?
Hey.
Don't try to help him, Junior. Yeah.
Because
you just definitely said it.
You don't never learn, do you? He was voted most difficult in high school. I'm trying to tell you.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
How old were you when you heard your first Earth, Wind, and Fire song? I know that's your favorite
17.
Group of all time. 17. Okay.
17, he fell in love.
17. Might have been 16. 16 when I heard the first Earth, Wind, and Fire song. 17 when I bought my first Earth, Wind, and Fire album.
Wow. And what was the song?
The first song I heard was Head to the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
That was off the Head to the Sky album. Mm-hmm, but my favorite song on that album was Masquerade. Can this work?
I knew you was going to sing it. That boy can hit.
Be a masquerade. I want to know. Are we what we really see on the outside, and hiding what we really are on the inside?
Just when you think he's finished.
Yeah.
Ding
that. Just can't let it go.
You're something. You're really not. Ooh, yeah.
Get into it,
the
boy.
The whole world is a masquerade.
It's some kids trying to figure out.
I don't give a damn what them kids are trying to figure out. I don't give a damn what them adults trying to figure out. I figured it out.
All right.
Y'all want to ask me some more of them? I like that.
Okay, you like that? Okay, we'll be back with more.